Another episode of the Heat Wave. This is Charles O'Neill with my beautiful co-host Natalie O'Neill. Say hi.
Hi, hello.
Hi. It's good seeing you again.
It's good seeing you too.
It's not like we don't see each other every day, but it's always good to say hi every once in a while.
It is.
And remind you how good it is to see you.
Yeah. No, it's nice to have a chance to just kind of share what we've been up to lately too with our small, but I'm sure wonderful audience, whoever takes the time to listen to us, even if it's just us.
Sometimes it is just me listening to myself when I hear something I say, and then it reminds me, oh, I got to do that. But it's a good thing to catch up. What have we been up to? Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
It's been a while. We did celebrate our birthdays.
We did.
We're both a year older.
We are a year older and hopefully a little bit wiser. Fun fact about Charles and I, he and I actually share a birthday at the end of February.
Wait. You got to lead it into a right. I'm the older, wiser one here.
You're older? I don't know about wiser. I would say older, yes. Biologically, you are older than me.
Okay. Well, my birthday is the 24th of February. Her birthday is the 28th
of
February.
So
we're 4 days apart.
We are. And he reminds me all 4 days when it's our birthday that he is the oldest one of the two of us for those very brief 4 days, older and wiser, which I always let him. Let him have that one, because ladies, sometimes the best thing you could do is just let him go for that.
But you know, it was about 20 years ago. You reminded me that my birthday was overshadowing your birthday, so I have to celebrate my birthday before the 24th, and then she gets the after 24th, and we meet in the middle between the days, because I don't want to go to Cheesecake Factory and I'm getting all the desserts and she's like, it's my birthday too, so I have to stop.
Well, we all know those that know you. No, you tend to go a little bit over the top anyway. And truth be told, before you met me, did you really celebrate your birthday like that? Did you have parties and all that? You told me you didn't.
No, I didn't have parties.
Exactly. I came from a family. Willie, we went hard on the birthdays. My dad's birthday was right after mine, the day after mine. So I come from a family of celebrators, of birthdayers.
It's not like I didn't celebrate it. I just full out and do parties and all that.
So I think that's the partnership that we bring is you probably always wanted to do big things for your birthday. And I'm sure in your own way, in your family, you guys always celebrated, but definitely not the way that we do, which is, I think, something special about our partnership. So,
yeah, we had a good person.
Why do you think it is important to celebrate birthdays? What is it about birthdays?
Oh, I really enjoy it. You know, I do enjoy the getting presents. You know, it's still a thing in me and kids. I always got presents when I was a kid. I've always liked getting presents.
Yeah.
Still like getting stuff, too. You know, it's just, you know, pretty much we're adults. We get everything ourselves now anyway.
Yeah,
but
we do.
Still getting a surprise. From you and the kids, even though I know what my son's going to get me every year for
what
my birthday.
What is he going to get you? It's a thing now at this point. You got to disclose it. There's a story behind it too, but you could make it short. So.
Well, my son thinks it's funny to go to Bed Bath & Beyond every year.
That's not Bed Bath & Beyond.
Oh, not Bed Bath & Beyond. Body Works. I'm sorry.
Bed Bath & Beyond went out of business, babe.
Oh, excuse me.
That's okay.
Correction. I'm sorry. Yeah, Body Works, because for some reason around Valentine's Day and February, my birthday, lotions and scents are all on sale.
It's so he's always getting me
three for 15 or five for 20.
Hey, I think that's
and
practical.
So he's figured out a way to always gift me lotions.
Hey, which you always smell good and your skin stays hydrated with good lotion all year. So
yeah.
I don't know. I think at this point it's a thing and it's probably going to stay. This year, though, you got a pretty cool shirt too, though. What else did they get you? They got you something.
Yeah, I got
cool.
A dog shirt.
Yeah.
You know, because now I'm a GSP dad. If you don't know what a GSP is, that's a German short-haired pointer.
Yeah, and you got to look them up. There's something special about those dogs. So.
Yeah, they have attachment issues.
They
this dog
do,
would
yeah.
not leave me alone.
So now he's got a shirt of the dog, which I thought was really cute. So, yeah, I think that's a very thoughtful gift. So, and I, on the other hand, am more of like, I prefer to give gifts and kind of surprise people with gifts. So I'm definitely one where I enjoy the other side of things. But we celebrate birthdays. I think we always have since we both first figured out that our birthdays were so close.
And people are going to be wondering what we did for our birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did take a trip. We gifted ourselves a trip. Down to one of our favorite
cities. We kept
cities.
It quiet, too. I don't think we really told very many people that we were coming. I think we told a couple of our friends that live there.
Yeah, people that live
there. And then, of course, our my best friend had to come up and play a good auntie for Liliana. So Shantae came up. So she knew about it. To stay at the house with Lily, but I don't think too many other people knew. I think we, this year, kept it under the radar. And if you notice, I didn't even post anything.
Oh, I noticed. Uh-huh. You know, you feel free to post, but no, that was your call.
I felt that it was just kind of cool just to kind of go low-key under the radar. So we went somewhere that is the opposite of low-key. We went to
Mardi Gras,
which is our not only just Mardi Gras. We went to our favorite city, but during one of our favorite times of the year to go, which is Mardi Gras.
And yeah, I could go any time of the year, but if we could make it during Mardi Gras, it just makes it extra special.
It does, and there's something so cool. If you've never been, I highly encourage you, listener, to go. Most people think of Mardi Gras as Bourbon Street and the beads, and really, that's only a small part of. Well, Bourbon Street is only a small part of it.
Well, that's a big part for me. I really enjoy all the
beads. Yeah, the drinking, but the flashing stuff is really kind of. Let's face it.
Yeah, it's played out.
It's played out. It's outdated. I don't even know if
maybe
it's
that
common.
Just got old. Because we had birthdays.
Maybe, but at the same time, I really feel if that's what you're going for, you could go. You don't have to fly that far to get there. Yeah. You could go to your local topless bar and get the same effect. No, the beauty of Mardi Gras, I think, is the culture of the people that live in Louisiana. Just the mixes of all the music, the atmosphere, the families, you know. I don't think until we ever really went to our first set of parades, we knew it's truly a whole family event.
It's a family event.
I mean, don't get me wrong. They're drinking right next to their kids, and they're having a good time, but it's they shut down school for several weeks. I mean, not weeks straight, but
and if you don't have it on your bucket list, I highly suggest putting it on your bucket list. The food is amazing.
The floats are just beautiful. Some amount of time they spend on the costumes is just wonderful, and it's always fun to catch something really cool. We are at a point now, I think our first Mardi Gras, oh my gosh, we had like a whole bag full of beads, right, that we brought home with us. And then now gradually we're at a point where we just, you will be happily throw them back to people.
Yeah. I'll throw them back to the city.
While you're on the street, and we'll keep five or six really cool, like special throws.
Unique ones that you just don't see all the time.
Yeah. And I've been even watching what my other favorite thing is, not only the music, but the food. So talk a little about the food. We have this really special place that we go to that you would never think. And it's some place that, you know how I am, I would have never went to had we not been.
Oh, it's a little hole in the wall. Yeah. And we found it. We found it by accident. You know, we were just up early in the morning, and we were just like, oh, we need to go get something to eat because, you know, I had to feed my wife. And so some random guy had a flyer, and he handed it to me, and he promised me, and he stood by it saying, he said, oh, this is going to be some of the best food you ever had. And I was like, you know, that's a bold statement. I've eaten a lot of food in my life, and you're going to throw that out there. I said, I have to try this. And so, you know, we walked, and we followed him, very trusting. And, you know, there was a restaurant, and he had flyers, and we went in. And
you walked in the alley, and the cool part, not alley, the hallway, it said, the best little hole in the wall.
Yeah,
so
that's what they're known. Best little hole in the wall, and that's what it's known for. Mm-hmm. And they had a little crowd in there, so when you see people eating there, it's always a good sign. And they actually had law enforcement sitting down in there. They had postmen. They had hotel workers. They had a to-go.
I think to-go is a big part of what they do.
Yeah, they do a lot of to-go food.
But the, Charles, it was the food was so good, and it's and the owners are just such good people. We got to meet them. I know you got to meet them and had some other cool stories. But it's called Hobnobbers Variety Bar, and it is wonderful. The owner's Paul, and they are just really good people. So we have a great time every time we go. And it was really nice because we had not been back there for Mardi Gras
before COVID. Yeah.
I know you tried to go, and then it didn't work out.
Yep.
We had intentions of going, I think, since then, and just each time it didn't work out for us. So it was really great to see the excitement on their faces when we walked in the door.
So it was about 3 years before we were in there, and I'm thinking they forgot about me because they see so many people. But right when we walked in, you know, it was, where have you been?
I know.
We've been waiting for you to come through these doors, and we haven't seen you. And I was like, wow, you guys really remember this.
Yeah.
This made me feel really good, like right at home. I could not believe the welcome you got from this place. And, you know, it was amazing. And and people were looking at me like, who is this guy? And I'm just, you know, I'm just a regular average Joe just trying to get some something to eat.
Yeah, so we stayed pretty close to there. We stayed, of course, right off of Canal Street. I like to stay because of the parades during Mardi Gras. That go through Canal and around St. Charles. I like to stay pretty close. And so we were gosh, I ate there. I ate there at least once a day. You probably ate there twice in the time that we were there, right?
Yes, I did. Yeah,
and that's okay. No shame in your game, but yeah. It's also very reasonable food, and it's so delicious.
And it's very reasonably priced, too.
Yeah.
It's not overpriced. And then the good thing about it, it's attached to a bar.
Yeah.
There's a bar that you have to walk through to get to it in an alley. And so you're like, man, why? Where else am I going? Everything I need is right here on
this
street. I
think we even spent Super Bowl Sunday there, right?
Yeah, we did Super Bowl Sunday there.
Yeah, you did Super Bowl Sunday. I came and met you. So it was pretty cool. But yeah, so that was for our birthday celebration. We did Mardi Gras 2024. Hopefully we'll have many more to celebrate. And it was just a neat time for us to go and get the whole experience. So.
Yeah, that was good. We came on back. And what else did we get ourselves into?
Oh, well, I've had some work travels with the teaching and the professor stuff, but I think nothing that I am overly excited about because some of the, some of his work.
Well, I'm very excited for the studying and time you put in. It's very impressive. You know, if you don't know, she's studying for another doctorate degree.
Education leadership
degree. It's very prestigious. You know, she's going to obtain that very well.
Yeah, I have a big, huge set of exams. So I think the Mardi Gras was like an opportunity for me to just really give like a fun time before I get really focused and buckled down.
That's what you've been buckling down. You've been doing an excellent job.
Well, thank you.
You know, we've put a lid on our fun times
outings
for a while. Yeah. You know, we're hunkering down because you study, I'm studying, we're both taking a little support. Break from the street. Yeah. I'm here for support.
You're here for support, and the fun thing about you is whether you go out and hang out with people until midnight, 2 a.m., 3 a.m., 4 a.m., or you can just as easily stay home. You're so even keeled. It's part of what I absolutely love about you so much is you don't really feel that sense of,
infected with FOMO.
No, FOMO. You're missing out.
FOMO.
I've had that since birth, though. That's no surprises in that. But I think the last month, though, since then, I've been definitely focused studying, comprehensive exams. I did 3 years of classes during COVID, during all these crazy things, and I still was taking classes online, including my full-time gigs. But I've enjoyed it. I think school is one thing. If you ask me, what are you good at, Natalie? If someone were to ask me, like in an interview, like tell me one thing that you're really good at, and I will, without a pause or hesitation, tell you, I am really good at the American school system.
You are amazing at it.
I mean, the typical, stereotypical school system, put it that way. Meaning, the rereading content, lectures, and then taking an exam or writing a paper. So, the inner and outer nerd in me, which I'm proud to say I definitely embrace, is enjoying the journey. Why would I decide to do that? Well, that's a different topic. Maybe we'll have a guest on and can share. I mean, we had our good colleague, friend, and mentor, Dr. James, on last episode, and she's somebody who really inspired me because she went on years ago and did her degree, and we were actually first met as friends while she was getting her degree. So.
And if people don't know about Dr. James, you can check out the episode previous to
this
one.
They must
and
check
you can learn
out.
All about her.
You can learn all about her.
But we're just going to... Yeah. Give you a little tidbit on that one.
It's
been a good little break we've had, and we've had fun and serious time mixed together, which is really good for us.
Yeah, no, it's been an opportunity.
Keeps this balance really nice.
It's been an opportunity to kind of see what, as we always talk about, like partnerships, and for us, I think for me, it's a phase of just, putting myself in a position where one opportunity is to have like real leadership, for example, near future president of a college or university, I'll have the credentials. There won't be an external reason why someone could say, oh, no, we can't consider her for that because she doesn't have the credentials. So that's one of the main reasons, other than, of course, the journey of learning and pushing myself to
be better as a teacher. People always say, well, what's she doing now? What's she doing now? It's like, hey, she's doing what she wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes our relationship so unique because I understand you want to get these credentials all knocked out. So for that very reason, someone can't say, you don't have this or X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
So that's why we're taking time and making sure you have X, Y, and Z. So when that time does come, you know, there's no reason to be held back.
Yeah.
You know, we move forward together.
We do. We always have. So, yeah. And I know also it's been, we've had aside from like work-related stuff, we've had some kind of cool things. So obviously we have the place in Montana getting situated. We shared an episode about that. Back in Vegas, though, now this year, our daughter really wanted to come back to Vegas for the spring semester and spend some time with track. So she's been working hard. But we have been on a fun journey. One of our favorite things.
Wait, don't laugh. She just had her best week of track yet.
She did, actually.
She actually decided to run the 1600, the 1 mile, and she placed second, which was the first time she's ever competed in a run.
Yeah. She's been running though since, let's see, when did her brother get her going? Venture got her going in sixth grade.
She's always done fun runs. And
fun runs with me. Yeah. I mean, I have a picture of her when we were like, I think she was probably 6 years old, 5 years old, when she did a first little like 5K or no, wasn't even 1 mile fun run. And then
like a color walk or something like that.
Yeah, color run, Wonder Woman run, something like that. So you're right. She's always been a jogger and runner. But to actually go out and surprise herself.
I'd say more of a jogger, but this time she really took to it, and she did, and she got second place, and then we just finished the meet, and she actually got first in discus and second in shot put.
Yeah.
And it was just a freshman sophomore meet, so you know, it was something that she wanted to do, and she's been working at it, and I think she's starting to see some results.
I think so too, and I think it always helps when somebody external rewards shouldn't drive what you want to do, but you got to have little victories here and there, right, to make you a little motivated. So hopefully it'll motivate her. Another cool thing about this week was, you know, her brother, our son is always been such a great big brother. I've always been really proud. He's a good big brother the way that you're a good big brother, you know, to your sisters. He flew up from Los Angeles or Long Beach to come and support her for the meet, and apparently I wasn't there. I was out teaching, but I couldn't make it. But tell us a little bit about it. I mean, he was very supportive and coached her up, I guess.
I don't know every conversation they have, but somewhere down the road, or in the past, he said, if you run this event, I'll come up. And so, you know, thank God for Southwest Airlines because they were to get a ticket. And she said she would do it. And so he jumped on a plane and came up. Mm-hmm. Of course, I picked him up at the airport. And it was just a one-day turnaround trip. So picked him up and we headed over to the school, and, you know, lo and behold, she finishes school, goes right to track practice, and, you know, we show up. Of course, she's excited to see her big brother, and everyone's like, who's this? You know, it's like, it's your older twin that's a boy.
Yeah.
So everybody puts two and two to go, oh, that's Lily's big brother. And so, you know, he comes over, and he jumps right in.
Yeah.
And he jumps right in.
Well, because track's his element. I mean,
he sees a lot of opportunity to help coach and sees ways that she can improve. And so he doesn't hesitate to pass the knowledge on. I think
he recognized that even though the coaches at her high school are all really good people, I'll have no complaints about it. They weren't expecting her to not only run it, finish it and do as well as she did. So I don't think anyone was there that was going to pay attention to her. And if she would have just went out there and probably cramped out and like crap, you know, didn't even finish it, I don't think anyone would have been quote unquote surprised from a coaching perspective. I mean, they would have been always encouraging of her, but I don't think it would have been oh, we didn't know she could do it anyway. Right. Whereas her brother being there knows he's seen her run many, many times and knew that she had the potential to get in there and go. So that was exciting just from a parenting or family perspective.
So hopefully she keeps it up. You know, it's just a little tidbit, you know, where we're at.
Yeah. And then we've got some other projects going on that are pretty exciting.
Just household stuff, home improvement stuff. You know, we're remodeling our backyard, getting our pool fixed. Getting replastered.
I think
a really big project.
Well, it's a huge project, which I think the audience needs to hear that up until probably Thursday afternoon. You actually thought you could probably do this at home.
Yeah.
You probably thought just leave Have Venture stay one or two more days and you guys could knock it out together.
These home improvement shows that I see are really messing me up in the head. None of those YouTube shows, these DIY projects.
DIY.
DIY. And I said, I could do this. Anybody could replaster the pool. It can't can't be that
so
far.
So how many YouTube episodes did you watch to get yourself pumped up?
That's probably about, I'll say 15 to 20. And, they, you know, some of them had hammers, some of them had jackhammers, some of them had boulders.
An actual hammer.
But I was like, there's no way. You know, why am I paying somebody this astronomical amount of money to do something I see I can do myself? Well, it wasn't until these guys showed up with their equipment, their own generators, their own air compressors, their vacuums, their pumps, their hoses. I'm like, you guys got
their
too much
stuff.
Gear. This is like overkill. Like, you guys don't need all this. I've seen this done plenty of times online. Nothing prepared me for the amount of work that these gentlemen and these grown men came in and did.
Agile. They looked pretty in shape. Yeah, they were clean.
And keep in mind, I've never touched a jackhammer. I've only seen it on TV, and I've only heard one a far away driving by in a car.
The vibration alone, I can't imagine. I'll tell you, my only experience with something not even close but similar would be the percussion guns that we use in physical
therapy. Oh, not even close.
But using one of those, Charles, for 10 minutes on somebody, your wrist, if you have one of the old school ones, not the nice ones that, well, when we get our next, our other colleague on, has a great experience with those. But no, the cheap ones. You 10 minutes and you're home. Okay. I can't imagine a jackhammer.
You can't even compare a little percussion gun.
But just the vibration.
Jackhammer.
What I'm saying is not comparing it. The vibration. Your arm and body gets tired just from a small thing like that. I can't imagine a jackhammer. And those guys were going straight through. Yeah. Like from the time they walked in.
7 hours the first day, and I guess another 5 hours the second day. And I had to apologize to all my neighbors because I didn't know how loud it was going to be. You'd have thought we were over construction in the Empire State Building with all the noise. But you know what?
And several of them are going to enjoy it, so they won't even complain. Yeah. Once it was during the day.
Once we get it up and running, they're going to be all as well.
It was during the day, and they didn't get started till like 8 o'clock each day. So I think that was pretty fair. But I love that you were contemplating being able to do it yourself.
When I watched them break that concrete up for the first 10 minutes, I was like, oh, they're going to have this done in probably 30 minutes.
Yeah.
No, not even close. Unless you are a construction licensed, certified person, some jobs you got to leave to the professionals.
Yeah,
that's one of them.
That is. And we love our pool. So I think that's one thing that I'm excited about. I mean, typically, we're not trying to humble brag or anything, but our pool is therapeutic for us. I know you get in it very regularly and swim for exercise. I get in it. I mean, it's helped me with some of my like orthopedic stuff going on. So, of course, our weight loss and health journey, it's like an important part of it. I don't know about you, but I will tell you this, and this is like something I think I'm proud to say, is you have done so good at taking care of our pool. I know you clean it constantly, you're balancing and making sure we have like good stuff in there. I just can't go to like our gym pool and like expect
the
same thing.
Yeah, we don't go
in
there no more.
No, I just have seen a few things where I'm like, no, I don't think so.
I think you got a partial because you got a cute pool boy.
Yeah, I do got a cute pool boy. The other place that I love the pool because I'm just so proud of our staff there is, of course, up in Montana, the Thundering Buffalo. The pool there is immaculate. The team there, we got the best guy there taking care of our whole facility. So those are the only two pools I'll get in is the Thundering Buffalo pool and our pool out here because otherwise it's just pretty unknown. So, and it used to be like that. But I think now that I've gotten more, aware of the different kind of, things that you can get infected with and whatever. It's just
don't worry.
Yeah.
We are always above 90%.
I know. Well, we use our pool very regularly, especially, as the summer goes on. I know our journeys will take us up north, pretty soon here for a good part of the summer, but the hottest part when we get back, we'll definitely have our pool ready and it'll be really nice. So
it sure will.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, we just wanted to make sure spend some time, put another episode out so people know what's going on for our audience, because people are always wondering, when's the next one coming out?
Yeah.
There it is right here. And so we're going to give you this little tidbit of what's going on, and we're going to keep them coming.
Keep them coming. We got a guest.
Consistent.
Yeah, got some guests lined up for this week and the next couple of weeks. So hopefully you guys will get an opportunity to enjoy and hear more about our, our philosophies with friendships, partnerships, connections, and just kind of how
and everyday life, and that's all it is. Well, I want to thank you guys for listening. This is Charles O'Neill and Natalie O'Neill.
And this has been The Heat Wave. Thank you.